Hi guys, I hope everybody's doing well. My name's Haley. I'm from the Wizard of Paws Grooming Parlor. And today I want to talk about 10 tips to keep your dog super happy. They always keep us happy. The question is, how do we keep them happy? It may seem really simple, but there may be some things that I'm about to tell you that you don't know yet. I want to add a little disclaimer here. Although all dogs have different personalities, most will enjoy these activities. So my first tip right here is going to be grooming maintenance. This keeps your dog looking and feeling good. It keeps them moving easily, no painful matting, no anything like that. So this will definitely help your dog to stay happy and healthy. The second tip is going to be let them sniff on walks. A lot of people feel like it's rude to have their dog sniff. They feel like maybe they're gonna go to the bathroom and everything like that on their neighbor's lawn. It's actually better to let your dog sniff. That's how they explore. They use their sense of smell. So this really helps them to get used to their surroundings. You know, us as humans, we don't have the same thing. The third tip here is going to be buy them a baby pool. Big or small dogs will all love the pool, unless your dog, you know, doesn't like water. But, you know, my dogs, both of them, I have a Labrador Retriever and a Sheltie mix. They both love the water, even though that they're not too big a fan of a bath, they love the pool. So my next tip here is going to be buy them a collar every once in a while. That collar will get kind of gross and you will need to wash it, and then it'll start to smell no matter how many times you wash it. So also you want to keep them looking stylish. Why not? You don't want to wear the same socks all the time. Why make your dog wear the same collar all the time? So my next tip here is going to be keep them mentally stimulated. Now this is a game of fetch. It can be those little puzzle bowls that you can get from PetSmart or Petco. Anything like that will help your dog keep mentally stimulated. Even chewing on a treat or, you know, anything like that will help. So I would definitely, you know, keep your dog mentally stimulated, because then you're going to have a grumpy dog. They're going to be bored, they're not going to be doing anything, and it's just going to be a bad day for them. And they definitely won't be happy. And that is not the point of this topic. We want to keep our dogs healthy and happy. So, the next topic, or I'm sorry, point I have here is going to be talk to them. You want to give them compliments. You know, dogs love that high-pitched voice. Like when I walk in the house, I say, "Hi, Daisy, how are you?" And I know you might sound funny and feel funny doing it, but your dog is going to love that high-pitched voice. They're going to feel like you're super happy to see them. That's just how the dogs are wired. So my next tip here is going to be take them on walks. Now this may be obvious to a lot of people, but dogs love to be active. They're very active creatures, you know, and this also helps with weight and helps them stay healthy. So you want to take them to new places. You want to try, you know, to not walk them in the same, you know, area all the time. You want to differentiate that. You want to change it up. So my next tip is going to be rotate the toys. You know, you want to rotate the toys not only because they're going to get gross, they're going to get ruined quicker, everything like that, but you want to, you know, keep your dog, again, mentally stimulated. The next tip is going to be take your dog to visit family and friends. They're social animals. They love it. Even dog parks, you know, anything to keep them interacting and being social will definitely help your dog to stay happy and healthy. And my last tip here, and this is a very important tip, which is why I saved it for last, is nutrition. Nutrition is the most important thing to give your dog a happy and healthy lifestyle. Without the proper nutrition, your dog can get sick, they can lose their hair, they can have bad hair, they can have many health problems, and there's many, many times where pet owners actually don't know that something is happening because of the nutrition, because of what they're feeding their pets. So it is very important to keep an eye on, you know, how you're feeding your pets, how your pets are reacting to the food that you're giving them. Just like us humans, it's very important to take in what we need and everything like that. So again, very important nutrition. So I will leave a few links to my social media platforms. Go ahead and feel free to follow me on there, and I will be coming out with some more tips and tricks to keep your dogs happy and healthy. Thank you guys for joining me. Have a great night. Bye.